Welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. Today I'm joined by Rabbi Yosef Kushner, Dayan at the Beis Havad. Everything we discussed until now about Bal Yirah in property I own with other people bringing in chametz, we discussed through the prism of Gentile tenants, Gentile workers. The Gentiles were the owners of the chametz. What about my tenants or workers who are non-observant Yidden? Is it different? Is it the same?
So it's the answer is it's much worse, much worse. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Shita Sagoyin, and he says that Ruba the Paiskim hold like that, the Beis Meir and the Tzlach and others, that Minat Torah, you're not allowed to have Chametz of Yisrael in your Rishus, which means that's Pashit. If a Gentile walks into your Rishus, it's fine. Our discussion was what happens when a Gentile discards the chametz. In addition, when a Gentile discards the chametz, it might make a difference if you're in the vicinity of this building, of this location, within 30 days, you have chibdiku beer, and now you have no solution to sell the building. If the building is overseas, there would be many poskim who say, I have no chibdiku because it's like mafresh liam, I left before 30 days, and I would be okay. It's not simple, but there is such a shita out there. Minat Torah, if there's a fryer person of Yisrael that has chametz in the Rishus of Yisrael, it has to get burned. Minat Torah, Yechiv Tashbisu, Yavim Bal Yirah, and that doesn't mean it discarded. That means is that, I'm going to explain you exactly what I mean. If you own real estate and you have a picnic table, the Gentile's eating lunch at this picnic table, that's fine. It's his lunch. There's no shayla on that. He's being shomer his food and you're not taking his food. And it's his, so it's not yours, everything's fine. The shayla is what happens when he leaves it. That's what we discussed. If technically there'd be a big sign, everyone make sure you have to take all your food out, and they would listen to that sign, you'd be okay. You can't leave out any over any food. That's really what the Mishnah Berurah says, that if you have a Gentile who walks into your house, you're eating food, make sure he takes the food with him. Okay. A fryer person who walks with his lunchbox, the second it hits your table, you have the raisa tashbisu, which means if you were sitting there with your blowtorch, by the Gentile you have to wait till he finishes his lunch, which would probably be okay, and then you blow it up. But by the fryer person, as soon as he puts it down, you have to blow it up before he ate it, which he probably won't be happy about, right? So it becomes, first of all, practically becomes absolutely unmanageable, impossible. And second of all, it's more chomer. It's mena Torah. It wouldn't make a difference where he is. It could be in overseas. We didn't discuss, Yidden own malls. Malls have eateries. Some of these areas, like there are places, malls in New Jersey, which is high-end areas, which have a lot of fryer people. Or a person could own a mall in Eretz Yisrael, and you know that they're fryer people. And they're not shemitah mitzvahs. If you know such a situation, you really don't have a solution. You have to sell that mall. Because if you don't, you're going to have a deraisidika problem by your own hands. Every time a fryer person walks in, puts it down, starts eating, if it's in his hand, I'm assuming it's not in your rishus, that's a whole different caleb shakana b'shus maichu. But as soon as he puts it on the table, that's it, the sugi is over. You have to immediately confiscate it, and that might not go over well. So, halacha l'maisa, a person who knows he's going to be having non-observant yidin put food in his rishus, it has to be, that rishus cannot, either you make sure they don't do it, or that rishus has to be sold off beforehand, and it's not too late. If it's not beforehand, do it whenever you remember to do it, and make sure it's not a Rishus of Yisrael.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beishavad.org.